We haven't met yet, but I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in across the courtyard. Yeah, 3B. Yeah, exactly. You actually know my roommate, or at least you've met her. That's actually the reason that I'm here. I'm really sorry, this isn't just like a social call. Are you busy? I can always come back. Great. Oh, okay, I'm glad you've got a minute. So, this is really embarrassing for me, actually, like just like popping over here like this. But, so I grew up on a farm and I consider myself really handy when it comes to most things. Well, I mean, like most things that are like related to farming, right? Like I can milk a cow, but like, anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you that. But when it comes to electronics, I promise I'm not like an airhead or anything. It's just getting all the cables in the right place and then getting the Wi-Fi set up and like all of like the stuff around it, like these IKEA desks that like I need to build around it. Anyway, something just never works quite right. And I'd hire someone to do it, but I just moved here and money's a little tight and I don't really know anyone else here in the city except for my roommate and she told me that you helped her out, and so please, pretty please, could you help me out too? I mean, not right away, of course. I don't expect you to drop everything right now, but just like when you have a minute. I know. I'm so sorry. This is so weird. Really? You're free right now? Oh my God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally cool. Go grab your stuff. You mind if I come and hang out in your living room while I'm waiting? It's a little breezy out here for spring. I left my Carhartt back in my room. Wow, this is a really nice place you have here. I'm almost embarrassed to have you come to our apartment. I guess it really doesn't matter, though. You've been there before. Wow, look at the setup you have here. Are you a gamer or something? Really? You've definitely got some cool gear. Yeah, back home, the meatheads that I grew up around only really knew one kind of game, football. And they all kind of think they're going to play for the Packers one day, even though they're like in their 20s and haven't played organized sports since Coach cut them back in high school, I'm sure. I really do like what you've done with the place. These posters are all pretty cool and everything goes together really well. I love anime too. I don't really know that much about it. Maybe you can teach me sometime. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just assuming all of this stuff is yours. I guess it could be your roommate's. What? You don't have a roommate? Are you just like between roommates? Like, are you looking for someone new? Shut up, you're kidding. So you actually live alone? That's so cool. I've never lived anywhere on my own. I couldn't even afford to do that in the city here if I wanted to. You must have a pretty good job, right? Don't tell me your parents pay the rent. Oh, well, that's really cool. That sounds like a pretty good gig. Yeah, I'm working part-time until I find something in my field. I just had to get out. Wow, I bet you have like a retirement fund and everything. Jeez, that is so fucking cool. It's kind of hot. Like, you're like a real man. I feel like I'm only used to like being around boys. Like, the guys back home mostly live with their folks still, and they work for their old man and dream of just like taking over the farm when he steps back. And every single one of them is literally the exact same guy. And I feel like that's part of the reason that I needed to get out of there. You know, like if I stuck around too long, I was very likely to get knocked up by some guy with no future and spend the rest of my life milking his cows and raising his kids. And I had to get the fuck out. Wow, I talk so much. But now look at me, my first week in town, and here I am talking to you, a real man. An actual grown-up man with his own place and pays his own rent, and a guy with a job. Like, who knew it could be this easy? Wow, I thought I'd have to hit up at least a few bars before I ended up alone with a guy like you. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being awkward? I can be a bit much sometimes when I get excited. You're probably actually petrified right now. Like, you were just being a nice guy and going to grab your tools and help me out, and here I am about to strip down to nothing but, you know, my boots in your living room. I really don't mean to give you the impression that I'm a complete slut. I mean, I can be a complete slut for the right guy. I just don't like to give that impression right away. Oh. You don't mind? You sure? Well, that's good. Sometimes I just can't shut my fucking mouth, and it gets me into so much trouble. If you want to shut me up, just shove something in my mouth to make me stop talking. Like, God, I'm such a terrible flirt. I am so sorry. I don't want to waste all your time just chatting. Just go grab your tools. You probably only need like a set of screwdrivers. I mean, you're going to be doing a lot of screwing. I mean, especially if things go the way I hope. You know exactly what I mean. Being around you has gotten me a little worked up. I am not teasing you. No, you have no idea how much I dreamed of coming to the city and meeting a real man. I am so sick of boys waiting for me to take charge. I want someone else to take that lead, you know? I mean, I'd let you take the lead right now. If you want. I am a farmer's daughter. I mean, I'm sure you know the stereotypes that exist, and we do really, truly just want to please. We always obey what daddy says. You can probably find out for yourself, though, if you want. I know this dress and boots combo probably isn't the style around here, and city girls don't really dress this way, but I look good, don't I? I've noticed you looking. Yeah. Even in a loose dress, it's hard for me to hide this hourglass figure. And this is a very loose dress. It could fall right off for you if you wanted to. I do anything you want. Oh, I'm such a needy girl. I could use a little screwing, though. You know, I've never been fucked in someone's living room. I've never been with a man who had his own place. It would be fun to just, like, fuck without worrying about someone hearing us or someone walking in, like, right here in your living room. I'm kind of craving it, you know. To be fucked by a grown-ass man. A real man, you know? Who's really good with his hands. Yeah, do you want to fuck me right here? Yeah? Tell me to take off my dress. I will do anything you want. Just fuck me like a real man does. The little straps on this dress, they come down so easily. If I do this, it'll just fall to the floor. You like what you see? I like the way you're looking at me. Tell me what to do next. Yeah, my bra? Yeah, do you want to see these big titties? Okay, baby. I can tell you like what you see. I can see how excited you are. What do you want me to do, baby? On the couch? Okay, daddy. On my hands and knees. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, that's so hot. Fuck. Fuck. Yes, grab my hips with your hands. Yes, my little thong is soaked. You can just push it aside. Are you gonna fuck me right here? Are you gonna fill my needy pussy? Yes, fuck yes. Get that hard cock out. Oh, fuck. Wow, look at it. It's beautiful. You have a beautiful dick. And it's so fucking hard. Use me, please. Please use me. Give me that hard fucking cock. Fuck, that feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me with that hard cock. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes, let my ass. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm your good little slut. Fuck, yes. Yes, yes, use me. Fuck, yes. Oh, God, wreck me with that beautiful dick. Oh, fuck. Yes, you fuck so fucking hard. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yes, use my farm girl pussy. Show me how a real man fucks. Fill my pussy, please. Yes, just like that. Baka, please. Please fill my pussy. I feel so fucking good, daddy. Oh, we don't even know each other. Oh, this is fucking naughty. Oh, you didn't expect this today, did you? You're fucking your slutty new neighbor. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, give me every drop. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck my tight pussy. Yes, use me. Do whatever you want me. Do whatever you want me to, please. Just use me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I'm your fuck toy now, daddy. Oh, yes, fuck me harder, come on. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, grab my hair, fuck. Oh, fuck me, eat just like that. Come on, deeper. Oh, give me that perfect fucking dick. Oh, you make me, fuck, feel so good. Oh, God, I love being used. Oh, fuck, I want you to feel so good for me, baby. Come on. Come on, come in me, baby. Feel my tight little cunt. Oh, I need it so bad, please. Please, baby, I'm so close. Oh, please, baby, I'm so close. You're gonna make me come so fucking hard. Oh, come on, come at me, baby, please. Give me every drop. Come on, come in, your slutty neighbor. Come with me, please, daddy. Oh, come on, come with me. Five. Please, let me count you down. Four. Three. Fuck, two. One, fuck. Fuck, it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, fill me just like that, daddy, please. Oh, Fuck, Jesus, just come at me just like that, please. Oh. Oh, fuck. God, that was so fucking good. Oh, my God, I came so hard. Oh, your cum is running down my thighs. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, I want to taste it. I can just wipe it up with my fingertips. And suck them clean. Delicious. Fuck. Oh, I enjoyed that. Fuck. Fucked me like a real man. I needed it. And it seemed like you might have needed it too. I loved you coming in my farm girl pussy. I love tasting your cum. Fuck. Do I still want you to help at my place? You're damn right I do. I want my TV hooked up in my bedroom because I have a feeling we might be spending some time in there. I mean, then again, why would we? You have your own place, so maybe I'll be spending a lot of time here. If you want that, that is. All right, yeah, go get your screwdriver.